Tune in to this week's Xamarin Show, where I have waken up Pedro to tell us all about the lazy view that's inside of the Xamarin Community Toolkit, and we'll let you lazy load everything. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Xamarin Show. I'm your host, Gerald, and this is going to be all about the Xamarin Community Toolkit, specifically about the lazy view. And today I have on my best friend in the entire Xamarverse. It's Pedro, a mi amigo. I'm trying to do this little native greeting, this time in Portuguese. Hi, Pedro. What's up?
Hey, Gerald. What's up, man? I'm great. enjoying the quarantine time inside my home since last year and do a lot of code in the meantime.
Yeah, so that's I mean, we can't go outside, so we just have to sit behind that computer and we create more code. That's what we do, right? So time well spent. Pedro, thank you so much for coming on, because you have been a great help with the Xamarin Community Toolkit. You have been one of the core members, so thank you very much for all the awesome stuff that you're doing right here. But besides that, what is other things that people might know you from? What do you do?
Oh, yeah, you are welcome and for my helps, because, you know, I'm learning stuff, contributing to. I think it's a great way to become a better developer. And besides the open source contributions, I also do, I'm a mobile developer, working that by day, and by night I hack open source stuff and also write some blog posts and do some live coding as well.
Awesome, awesome. So you can find links to Pedro in the video description, along with a lot of other things. But the thing that we are going to talk about today is the lazy view, which is something that you have brought to the Xamarin Community Toolkit, right? So what does that do exactly?
Oh, yeah, well, lazy view is like me at Monday mornings, you know, everything works up, the alarm is just noises, and I'm, okay, more 10 minutes, please. So the lazy view is just like that. You have a content view, for example, and you don't want that your content view be loaded at the same time as your page. You know, maybe it's a very, very heavy work to load that thing, and you may want to the user needs to use or wants to use that content to lower that. That way you can do a very, very fast navigation.
All right. Yeah. So that's basically allows every view to be lazy loaded, right? Because in another episode that you have to go check out, we're talking about the tab view. And one of the questions that immediately came up with, hey, can we lazy load these tabs? Because if you start your application and all the tabs start loading at once, that's just not great for your app startup time and other load times. So that is part of the reason that we came up with lazy view. And so that's exactly it. So Pedro, let us jump just right into some code and show the screen and see what this is all about.
Sure, let's do it.
All right.
So first of all, I want to thank you, the Jean-Marie, for this lazy view, because his idea is his idea. So I just grabbed some references here and bring it to the Xamarin Community Toolkit. So talking about the code, I have here application with four pages that I use the lazy view in different ways. The first one is about using the tab view. So let's do it. So I click here on my root page and I will navigate to a tab view here, and I have this content right here. So it's four tabs here, and two are normal, and two are the lazy loading view. So let me grab here the code, so you guys can see the XAML structure. So I have this normal test view, and I have my lazy view. This is the right off the box from the Xamarin Community Toolkit. And I just need to pass my tab argument, that is the chessboard lazy view. That is just this content view here. It's very simple. I also use here a uniform grid and a label with that text. And I have here on the code behind the way to build those. So if I try to move right after, you can see that now this view is loaded. But and you can see a little snapshot of this view, but isn't loaded at the right beginning. So for example, here, I try to slide to the right and go to my other tab lazy view, but I can't see anything because my view isn't loaded yet. And just after I move to that tab, my view is completely loaded. So as you can see here, this tab view doesn't load all 4 tabs at right after. Just load the 2 normal tabs first and load the lazy tabs as when the user goes to that page. So yeah, I think that now you guys can do lazy loading with our tab view control as well, and also with another views. So I have here my second sample. There is the activation page. Let me go to there. That is just a page, normal page with a button. And I have this lazy view here that is provided by the Xamarin Community Toolkit. And I have my lazy view. There is a custom lazy view that I extend from the Community Toolkit implementation. So the difference between them here is just that I don't have this type arguments here, because on my implementation on C# code, I already passed the type, the generic type here on C#. So that way, I don't need to specify that on my demo. So if you have just a kind type of view that you want to do a lazy view, you can do this implementation, override our load async view, and that will work, and you don't need to specify this parameter here. Also, to load the lazy view, actually the tab view does that under the hood for us, but if you want to implement that by yourself, you need to call this load view async method. In this case, when I click this button, I will do this loading stuff. So for some reason, the layout...
I see it's a little cut off, but
yeah,
I think it's there, but it's showing for just a little bit.
Yeah, that's there it is.
Okay.
Some bug. So yeah, as you can see, the view was lazy loaded right here.
Very lazy.
Very lazy.
Didn't show up the first time.
So I have also this image page here that is just let me bring it real quickly. Image page, that is it. So I have this lazy view. That is, again, my lazy view implementation. And I do that on my own appearing. And here I just simulate a task delay, you know, just simulate a hard work, maybe grabbing some information from database or some API. And after that, I call my load view async. And here I have my display alert to say, hey, I am alive, and I just loaded the view. And also loads this image. This, I love this GIF. Because it's all magic, you know, this lazy view. And last but not least, if you want, as a user, maybe you want to create a lazy view more powerful, more robust, because maybe the Xamarin Community Toolkit is too simple to you and you want to do some, you know, more robust work. So I have this. This is I call it the original lazy view implementation, because this I grabbed from the Gemma Heap blog post and bring to here. So I just inherited from my base lazy view that is from the Xamarin Community Toolkit side and added more bindable properties and the also activity indicator control. So in this kind of view, while my lazy view is loading, I will present an activity indicator on that content view to show the user that something is loading on the, in the background. So this is the abstract part. And right here on the very, very bottom, I do my lazy view implementation. That is, again, I grab a generic view, and I just say this is a view, and this can be a new object. I can create a new instance passing this argument here. So also, I do keep here a little delay for 3 seconds, again, to simulate some hard work from the API or from the database. And after that, I instantiate my view. That will be the view that will pass here and set my content to that specific view. So let's move to the XAML code of that. So here I have my original lazy view implementation. I give it a color for my activity indicator, and I say that I want to use that activity indicator. And here, since I am using the generic type, I needed to use my type arguments here. And I give it X name to be able to call. So you always need to remember to call by yourself my lazy load view async. So moving to my original one, as you can see, we have this activity indicator at the bottom. And the view was loaded, and right after, the GIF view appears. Just magic.
Yes, pure magic. Really cool. So just for the people who want to know a little bit more why, and just because I honestly don't know, why do you have to specify the type on the lazy view, the thing that's actually going to be loaded?
Oh, sure. So normally on Xamarin Forms, we have a bindable property called view or content. There normally is a view. And when we do that, the XAML load that content to create a new instance of that content right after you load the page. So when you do this generic thing, we are passing the type of the view that we want to lazy load. So this way, the XAML and the Xamarin Forms on the background will not load that view for you. So you need to do that manually and when you want to do that.
Got it. That makes sense. Totally understand. That totally makes sense. Yes, absolutely. That is really cool. Do you have more? This was it? I mean, it's pure magic. It's so simple to use. And with it, the other question that I had was, this just works for views, right? So not with pages. So you don't have to specify pages, but you have to, you know, the thing that you would normally add to your page, you will now add inside of this lazy view, and then you load that. Right?
Yeah, is that correct? So far we cannot do that with pages, but I will love to see some community PR extending this functionality to pages as well. It will be great.
Absolutely, because that's what we're all about, the Xamarin Community Toolkit. If you have any ideas, please open any issues, or even better, just open that PR and add the functionality yourself so we can be lazy. Thank you so much, Pedro, for coming on to this show, this episode, and explaining everything there is to know about the lazy view. As always, just, you know, watch all the other episodes. Thank you so much for watching. Also, our viewers, be sure to hit that subscribe button, ding all the notifications, do all those stuff, follow us everywhere, and we'll be seeing you for hopefully the next one. Pedro, I'll be sure to have you back for some other feature. And see you later.
Sure. See you, and thank you for the invitation.
Absolutely.